We are gathered here today in loving memory of the Reverend Dr. Carl McIntyre. He was born on May 17, 1906. He went to be with the Lord on March 19, 2002. He was a beloved husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. For those of us in the family, he was also known as D-Daddy. You see, when I was a little boy, as the first grandson, I needed some way to distinguish my parents from my grandparents. And I had a mommy and a daddy, so I thought it was fitting that I would have a me mommy and a D-Daddy. And so the name stuck, and everyone in the family knows him as D-Daddy. And every year at Christmas, we could always count on a present from D-Daddy under the tree. But more than anything else, he was a preacher. We'd often hear him say, "I preach as a dying man unto dying men." His last act as a preacher, just a week before he passed away, was to baptize his newest great-grandson, Clayton James McBride, in the hospital. He had just about enough strength to put his hand on the child's head to baptize him. And so it's very fitting that we have so many ministers here today. He would be very pleased. On behalf of our entire family, I welcome you, and I thank you for being with us today. And now I call upon our presiding minister, Reverend Frank Mood, to give to us the invocation.
Shall we bow our hearts together before the presence of the Lord Almighty? Lord, in the quiet of this hour, we come before the throne of grace, and our hearts, Lord, are rejoicing with our dear brother who's in thy presence. O Lord, thou art our God, and thou hast manifest thyself to us, and we worship thee and we adore thee. We bring all praise and honor and glory to thy name, for there is no other one. There is no other name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. Now, our Heavenly Father, we invoke thy blessing upon this service today, upon those who are gathered here to worship thee in the coronation of our dear brother, Dr. Carl McIntyre, as he receives the throne of glory and the crowns that thou hast for him. May thy blessing now spill over into our midst, and may we, Lord, in turn worship thee and glorify thee and give thee all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Stir our hearts to move us and to occupy until thou dost come. Grant these blessings upon us today, we pray, in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen.
Let's stand and sing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." If you want the music, it's 166 in the green book. The words are in your bulletin. Thank you.
And now to pay tribute to Dr. McIntyre, on behalf of the International Council of Christian Churches, the Reverend K.C. Queck.
To begin with, we will ask the Acting President of the International Council of Christian Churches, Dr. Che Kwan Jae, the Senior Pastor of Glory Bible Presbyterian Church in Seoul, Korea, and the President of the Far Eastern Council of Christian Churches to pay tribute in person, Dr. Che. And after this, will Dr. Lynn Gray Gordon come up, and Dr. Don Decker, and Reverend Jenkins, and a few others to follow.
There is no word to comfort you at this moment of the loss of your husband and beloved father. My prayers are with you all. I wish to offer my condolences to you. Dr. Carl McIntyre has been a good influence in my life, and he has shown courage and true faith in his service of the Lord. It is our loss to send him away, but I trust that it is his gain in heaven. He sees the Lord Jesus, whom he has loved and served. As I am remembering him, I cannot but thank the Lord for his commitments and dedication to the cause of Christ and his gospel. As the King David said in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 8 to 12, Dr. McIntyre is the one who has made the deeds of God known among the people. He is the one who has talked about the wondrous work of God. He is the one who has sought the face of God. He has rejoiced in the Lord and sought his strength. Dr. Carl McIntyre has returned to the eternal city, whose builder and maker is no other than his and our God. He finally returned to a better country, that is, an heaven which is prepared for all God's people. He entered into this heavenly city by faith, as all forefathers of faith had done. Thus, I want to give you thanks to the Lord. Though all our hearts ache and we will miss him so very much, however, we all know that someday we shall join him in the everlasting place before the everlasting time. I rather want to give you thanks to the Lord than to be in sadness. I remember how often he has talked about the second coming of Jesus Christ and his hope, Christ Jesus, for eternal bliss. Our loss of him on earth in his gain in heaven. He met the Lord whom he so dearly loved and served. Finally, Dr. McIntyre, a pilgrim and stranger of God, wandering in this world, found his resting place in eternity. We praise God for him. He was a man of God by faith and love for Jesus. He has given his life to the truth of God. His untiring work for the Lord will be remembered in many hearts. It is my prayer that the Lord will grant you all with his comfort and strength. May the Lord be with you in this time of grief.
Dr. Lynn Gray Gordon, and after this, Reverend John Decker. We will be going, God willing, we will be going to Seoul, Korea in the year 2005, May the 18th to the 24th, for our 17th World Congress of the Council.
There are two passages of Scripture which are particularly appropriate for this occasion.
The first is Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The second verse is the latter part of Hebrews 11, 4. He, being dead, yet speaketh. There comes a time in the life of every person when the span of life is over. We're born, we grow, we live out our lives, wherever it may be, a life of teaching, or of selling, or of business, or even of the ministry of the Word of God. And then our life is over. In effect, we then stand before the throne of God and receive His ultimate and final verdict. It is either, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," or, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Dear friends, we gather here today to pay final tribute and homage in respect to one of God's most worthy and effective servants. Truly, E. Carl McIntyre, now being dead, yet speaketh. The 20th century church, Christian church, was a church in which the inroads of false teaching reached a new zenith. Every basic truth of the Word of God was attacked. The doctrine of the infallibility of the Scriptures, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Christ, the doctrine of the sacrificial death of Christ, the doctrine of the bodily resurrection of Christ, the doctrine of the reality of the miracles of Christ, the doctrine of salvation through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. All of these precious biblical doctrines were attacked as never before. The 20th century was a time when almost every Christian denomination was either totally infiltrated with false teaching and false teachers or terribly weakened. Many once great seminaries became centers for the teaching of modernism in all of its many forms and of a false ecumenical movement. And what was the answer to all of this? The Lord began to raise up a few men to counter all of this false teaching. And Carl McIntyre was one of the very greatest of all these leaders. He developed the 20th century Reformation Hour, a daily radio broadcast with over 600 radio stations. The Christian Beacon, a monthly newspaper covering the United States, every section of it, and many foreign nations. The Independent Board for Presbyterian Foreign Missions was formed. The Independent Board for Presbyterian Home Missions was formed. The Bible Presbyterian Church was formed. The American Council of Christian Churches was formed. The International Council of Christian Churches was formed. And Faith Theological was formed, among many others. And what was the result of all this? Today, there are many strong churches and denominations in most of the civilized world which are maintaining a solid witness for Christ and His saving grace. And the name of Carl McIntyre is known and highly appreciated and acknowledged for the tremendous leadership he gave all over the world, primarily and eventually through the International Council of Christian Churches. I have had the great privilege of working with Dr. McIntyre for a period of over 45 years. First, in my capacity as General Secretary of the Independent Board for Presbyterian Home Missions, and then as General Secretary of the Independent Board for Presbyterian Foreign Missions, and then ultimately with the International Council of Christian Churches. It was either through his daily radio broadcasts or the Christian Beacon that gave me the local contacts and enabled us, by the grace of God, to organize 13 churches over a brief period of 6 years. And wherever we would go in the foreign fields, the name of Carl McIntyre was known and highly respected. He was the leader who encouraged the national leaders to join together in the battle for the faith. And so today, in many parts of the world, there are strong and wonderful Christian churches and Christian leaders who are standing solidly for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Truly, he, Carl McIntyre, being dead, yet speaketh. May God bless him.
Dr. Don Decker is now the president of North America Regional Council of the ICCC. At the same time, he is now the second vice president of the ICCC, Dr. Decker.
When this is a great day, it's wonderful to see all you folk here. The Lord's given us to each other for just such a time as this. With your permission, Dr. Crack was talking to my wife, and she had a little tribute. And so I'd like to read it, because I think without the ladies, our movement would have ceased long ago. Nita said, "To me, he was one of the greatest preachers in the 20th century." Because I just listened to that. "He preached with power and conviction. The first time we heard him was in Edmonton, Canada in 1957. His text was Jude, verse 3. That you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, as well as writing to you of the common salvation. This testimony changed the direction of our lives from serving in the apostate church to coming out into a separated Bible-believing church which held the position that the Bible is the Word of God. The testimony of Dr. McIntyre and the ICC, as he visited many countries and conventions and churches throughout the world, has strengthened the cause of Christ." She says, "We have visited India through our India mission 10 times in the 90s. Many times Bishop Vadapara in the Anglican Church of India has said, we need the ICC and the fellowship of other Bible-believing people to stay strong for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. As well as being a contender for the faith, Dr. McIntyre was also a great evangelist, calling all men to come to Christ and be saved. Let us all follow his footsteps and carry on the good work that he hath begun. God bless his memory to us all." And when Gordon asked me to say something, he said, "You can give an address in 2 minutes. I said, "Well, my name isn't George Bush." But I do have a few notes. And it says, "I thank the Lord for Dr. McIntyre. He was a great preacher of the Word of God. He was a great defender of the faith once delivered unto the saints. He was a great patriot who loved America and who treasured liberty. In the name of Jesus Christ, he fought communism, and he fought atheism, and he fought modernism. He warned the people everywhere of the judgments that are to come. He called God's people back to the Bible and explained the serious dangers that are threatening the churches. He defined modernism as, quote, removing the church from its biblical basis. And he opposed ecumenism and spoke about the one world church and the coming of the Antichrist. But he loved the Lord and his people. He was divinely inspired to organize the ICCC. And he went all over the world to promote genuine Christian unity, which we refer to as the fellowship of the saints. We are a people who believe in the whole Bible," he said. "We are not just traditional church folks. We're an army of contenders, witnessing in the midst of the confusion of our days." He expounded the biblical doctrines, and Dr. Gordon listed them all, especially justification by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And he identified with Martin Luther and John Calvin and the morning stars of the Reformation by calling his radio program what? The 20th Century Reformation Hour. He said to me, "John, get on the radio." And next month, I begin my 40th year of daily broadcast since I went to Baltimore in 1963. I call my program In Defense of Truth. Dr. McIntyre was faithful to preach the doctrine of separation. Be ye separate was his charge. You read it on the back of the church. Come out from among them, the scripture says, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And listen to this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. It says here, that God says, "I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith who? The Lord God
Almighty.
Yes, I thank the Lord for Dr. Carl. He fought the good fight of faith. He finished the course. He kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for him a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to him at that day and unto all them that love Christ's appearing. To the saints at Ephesus, Jesus said, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. Thank you, Dr. McIntyre, and I thank God for you.
After Reverend Jenkins, who is the treasurer of the North American Regional Council of the ICCC, Dr. Lucas will be presenting a tribute on behalf of Bishop Bhattapara of the Anglican Church of India. 2 minutes.
You don't want that man to come up and stand here. You know something wrong. I would just like to say this afternoon it's a privilege to be here and to have a small part in this service. Dr. McIntyre was a great man of God, and he served all over the world, and we were grateful that he came to Mississippi, and he was even willing to associate with Methodist Protestants. Now, we're a little theologically different than some of you guys, but we stood for the fundamentals of the faith, and he stood with us, and he came into our churches on numerous occasions. How do you summarize a great man of God like that? Let me just try with just 2 verses of Scripture. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. 25 years ago, my brother Bran Jenkins was killed in a car wreck in Mississippi. He was a pastor. He was associated with the International Council of Christian Churches. Dr. McIntyre came and had the main part of the funeral in the early part of February of 1977. I don't remember anything else Dr. McIntyre said, but one thing in his message, he said, when God puts the period at the end of one's life, we have no right to put a question mark. That's good advice.
God so loved the world, he sent an apostle to India. He is Dr. Carl McIntyre. On behalf of family, Bishop Stephen family, and the international family, Indian family, we extend our condolences to the first and the international family. Congratulations to the new president. A message of condolence from my Archbishop Stephen, Dr. Stephen Bhattapara, Archbishop of Anglican Church of India and Metropolitan of the Province of India. The Bible believers of India and especially of Kerala deeply mourn the demise of our beloved president of the ICCC. The Anglican Archdiocese of Travancore and Cochin lost her great leader in the passing away of Dr. Carl McIntyre. We all thank God for the great service Dr. McIntyre has rendered for the poor Christian of India. Dr. Carl McIntyre is widely known in Kerala and is highly admired. He has changed the Christian history of India as also of Kerala. Thousands of Bible believers stand as a great testimony for the faith of which Dr. McIntyre fought all along his life. His strong, relentless, uncompromising stand for the faith will be a guiding line for coming generations. The crown of righteousness awaits him in God's kingdom. Kindly convey our condolence to the bereaved. We have arranged for memorial service in all over 200 churches in India. Dr. Stephen Bhattapara, Executive Committee Member of ICCC. Dr. Carl McIntyre's obituary was published in so many Indian papers, and he was a very good leader for me, and he sent me to the Bible school, Bible college. That's what I am here today. And I want to say, Dr. Carl McIntyre, we miss you. Instead of goodbye, I can say from my heart, good night.
There are written tributes back to us. This one is from Dr. Nader Careno, President of the Latin American Alliance of Christian Churches, ALADIC. Dr. Careno is now next to Dr. Che as a first vice president of the ICCC. Dr. Carreño is not able to come. We have mixed feelings, sadness, due to the departure of a great man and servant of God, and the full confidence that he has rested from his labor, and now he is with our blessed Savior, whom he loved so much. We will never forget his example and actions marked a way for our lives. I am grateful to the Lord for his faith and absolute dedication to the ministry he was called by the Lord, and for he gave me the grace to act with loyalty toward him that the Lord ordered as our leader. As human being, he erred, but the impact of his service, witness, and devotion to the Lord will remain long time on the earth and in eternity because his labors follows. The rest, because of time, we will publish all tributes either in writing or recorded in the volume to remember Dr. McIntyre. This was decided by the Executive Committee and Standing Committee of the Council yesterday. We hope to have all the tributes and other photographs and other articles to remember Dr. McIntyre. The next is from Reverend Bishop Mokuona, President of All Africa Council of Bible Believing Churches and Regional ICCC President for Africa. He quoted from Revelation 14:13 and said, Dr. McIntyre's homegoing is indeed a great loss to your good self, to Mrs. McIntyre, as a family. His absence is a severe loss to the entire worldwide Christendom, in particular the ICCC, which he founded and led since 1948. Carl was God's gift to the ICCC. Mrs. Carreño also sent her greetings, and St. Thomas Evangelical Church of South India also sent greetings. Dr. Timothy Toh, Life Church, senior pastor and president of the Far Eastern Bible College, to Mrs. McIntyre and family, we thank God for the great victories Dr. McIntyre has won throughout his life, particularly in his Bible resolution for the King James Bible against the corrupt versions of Westcott and Hort, and for the final victory on the preservation of Scripture that is to be kept pure in all ages, which was adopted in Jerusalem in November 2000. Reverend Harika sent greetings from the Confederation of Evangelical Fundamentalist Churches of Guatemala in Spanish. And Sihua, a senior pastor of Zion Bible Presbyterian Church and a recording secretary of ICCC. And all the rest, if you have any more tribute, please write out and give to the Executive Secretary, Brother Omeo, down here. I've been given a few minutes, more than 2 minutes, a little bit more than 2 minutes, to wind up this tribute to the Council. I have a volume here, 50th anniversary of the ICCC, and of the 26 American delegates who went in 1948 to Amsterdam to form to organize the International Council of Christian Churches, Dr. Carl McIntyre is the last to have gone home to be with the Lord. All 26 are here. If you'd like to know the names, I may be interested to read. Carl McIntyre, John S. Bain, Frank Sharp, Stan Rich, Kenny, Mark Kempton, Walsh, McCarroll, Jackson, Hamilton, Bordeaux, Campbell, Stonehouse, Otis Fuller, Taggart, Kiefer, Henry Paul, Allen, and Short, and Holcroft, and Dam, and Springer, and Schaefer, and Garman, and Odell. All have gone home, and he is the last. Moses must be succeeded. Somebody must succeed Moses. He must be succeeded by Joshua. Elijah must be succeeded by Elisha. Until the Lord comes, God's servants must go home one by one, including myself. But his work must go on. Dr. McIntyre has set us a supreme example of biblical Christianity, of a very godly man of good character, a great evangelist who loves souls. Traveling on the plane, he would sit next to somebody and begin with his Bible to bring someone to Jesus Christ. For some time, we have been discussing leadership continuation. I remember the last few congresses, such as in 1997 in Chile, and 1998 in Amsterdam, and latest in November 2000 in Jerusalem, we have been talking of leadership succession. And we have formed a commission called Younger Generation Leaders. We hostess, one by one, will go home, and who must carry on? Younger men. We pray that God will raise younger men of the same conviction and determination and love for the Lord to carry on until Jesus Christ comes again. Our Lord finishes course with joy. St. Paul finishes course with joy. We hope that all of us in the ICCC will finish our course with joy. Lots of people have departed from the Word of God. Good churches, after one generation, has gone down the drain, forsaking to stand for biblical separation. Dr. McIntyre never deviated one inch from the course which he set for us back in 1948. And I thank God I came into contact the next year in Singapore, 1949, and ever since the Lord has preserved me in the course until now. I do not know how many years more I can live, but I pray that I will remain steadfast and sure, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, as a favorite verse of Dr. McIntyre says in 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Lord promised, the risen Savior promised, and the crown of life to those who remain faithful to the end. Be thou faithful unto death. And that is the motto of my Faith Bible Presbyterian Church in Singapore ever since 1960. May God preserve me and all of you in the ICCC. Be preserved and be faithful until the end and claim a crown of life that is promised to those of us who, like Dr. McIntyre, has fought a good fight, has finished the course, and kept the faith. A crown of righteousness is waiting for us. Man may say a lot of things about us. Never mind. It's blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. In the ICCC, everywhere, we are looked down upon. Never mind what man said. What God says, we have to mind. God preserve us. Be faithful unto the very end. Thank you.